Siddur Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Miller family, a member of Henry Miller, Shema ben Pinchas, Hayala Dan Reformer for a full Shlema Das, Rachel Baschana Golda, in memory of the Chayala Kadosh Ephraim ben Shmuel, Hashem Yikom Damo, and by John Cowell for the Refuah Shlema of Sarah Cowell, Sarah Bas Brinder, should have a complete and speedy Refuah Shlema. We've been learning about the three steps we take back at the end of the Amidah, different reasons for it. How the Gemara in Yuma tells us if a person doesn't take those three steps back properly, then it's as if they didn't even daven. Because the way that we retreat, the way that we walk out with awe, with reverence, with submission, recognition, our sense of dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveals that the whole Amidah was not just an item on a checklist, but really we felt it and we mean it. Just to emphasize, we didn't say this last night, the Yesod V'Shor Sha'avodah writes in Shara Korban Perakei, HaPosei Gimel P'sius Eilu K'mitzvah Zanashim Lamuda. If a person is taking three steps back, your mind's already elsewhere, you're thinking about something else, you're not paying attention. You know, a lot of people, they do, they're not really bowing, they're not really reciting, they're saying it while they walk, they're not three real steps, they're not paying attention which foot they lead with. It's mitzvah sanashim lamuda. You're just doing it as a creature of habit, below kavana, who ke'evan after me'adono. You're not doing with the attitude, the mentality, the mindfulness, that I'm like a eved leaving my adon. Lo yachshav tfilaso, hareu ki'ilu lo hispalo. Right, so yisod v'shar sha'avoda, it's as if you didn't daven. If you don't get it right at the end of the Amidah, it's as if you didn't say the Amidah. You got it right. You had kavana for avos, kedusha, da'as, tshuva. You made it through the whole Amidah, but the three steps, your mind was elsewhere. You didn't get it right. You weren't focused. You weren't doing it properly. Then it's as if you haven't davened. It's as if you haven't davened for years. And imagine the shame and the embarrassment. Imagine you get upstairs. Say, how come you didn't daven? Didn't daven three times a day with a minion I never missed. Say, not if you weren't paying attention. This is what the Yisod V'Shor Sha'avodah writes. V'yosem mikach ha-mispal b'psios l'achorov anasho gadol yosem ish lo yispal klal. If you're not paying attention, if you don't take the three steps back properly, you lead with the wrong foot, the wrong length of steps, you didn't bow at the right time, you didn't say the right thing, then the punishment, the consequence is greater than if you didn't daven at all. L'chein yizor adon tzayim machshavasa sh'posei l'achorov k'neged ashkin ha-mamesh. Because a person should really feel, I'm taking leave of Lahavdil, the Oval Office. I'm taking leave of Lahavdil, the palace. I'm taking leave of Lahavdil, an audience with the Almighty. I mentioned this morning in the Parsha Shir, I love when Parsha and Siddur snippets come together. In our Parsha, the Mark of Arba, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Vayifan Vayete. Moshe Rabbeinu turned, he pivoted, and he left. And right after he leaves, for the first time, the eighth plague, now Paro's advisors say, we have a vote of no confidence. We can't continue to follow your policies. You're destroying Egypt and our people. What gave them the courage and conviction? What gave them the clarity to challenge Paro? The answer is they saw Moshe. Moshe, who grew up in the palace, and Moshe, who showed deference and reverence to the palace, and Moshe did not walk out backwards as was the protocol. Vayifen, he turned his back on Paro. And the moment Moshe turned his back on Paro, Paro no longer carried the esteem of the Malchus, of a Melech. And now his own advisors could challenge him and have a vote of no confidence. Why? Because when one takes leave of a Melech, you walk out backwards. You take steps away carefully. You demonstrate the awe, the reverence, the respect. Vayifen Vayete, the moment Moshe stopped, was the moment it was all over for Paro. So we said several reasons. Let's go through the Etz Yosef quotes, six, quickly. Ha'echad, the first, ke'eved anifter merabo. As we've been mentioning, that a person walks away respectfully. Number two, keneged gimel milin sharach yisrael meharsina b'shas matan Torah. The 3 mil, the distance of 3 mil, the Jewish people stood at the end of matan Torah. The holiness and the sanctity, the revelation of Harsinai, we were at a distance of 3 mil, 3 steps back. We've now transformed this to a place of holiness, having spoken to Hashem here, the Amidah. We take 3 steps back, keneged the gimel mil, the Jewish people withdrew from Har Sinai. Number three, Moshe entered Choshech Anan Va'arafel before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when Moshe withdrew, he had to leave these 3 levels, Choshech Anan Va'arafel. Those are the 3 intentions. When we take 3 steps back, we are taking 3 steps back, walking through Choshech Anan Va'arafel. The fourth, Shibbolei Alekhe, quotes in the name of the Gaonim. When a person davens, they are now in a place of holiness, and the Shekhinah is above our head. We took 3 steps forward and we transformed wherever we were. hopefully inside a shul. Maybe you're at the Magic Kingdom. Maybe you're on the side of a highway because you pulled over before Shkia to Chapa Mincha. And the incredible thing about Judaism is wherever you are, you take three steps forward and you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And three steps forward and you're standing, you're Omid Lifnei HaMelech. So if you did transform that from a place of Chol to Kodesh, you have to walk out from that place of Kodesh. Number five is the name of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, Tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. We know that the three times you daven a day, Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv, correspond with the three tmidim, or the two tmidim, and the evening. Shakoin olam mizbeach, when the kohen climbed the mizbeach in Ivari HaTamid, Hayaolach derech yamin, he would go up the right side, Umakif in circle, come down the left side, Uben kevesh lemizbeach hayasholosh madrego shel evan. Between the ramp and the altar were three steps of stone, V'yor ben gimel psio she'al hakev, and he withdrew three steps on his heel, U'keneged zeh af anu posam gimel psios. So if tefillah is keneged the tmidim, we emulate that those three steps on the ramp and the altar. And the sixth is Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach learns from a pasuk in Yechezkel, Raglayim regal yeshara, Raglayim shtayim regal is achas. So that's three steps. Some say six steps. Kaf Raglayim, kaf regal, egal v'yesham shalachin yeshal v'makom v'soa gimel psios. And in fact, the Bir Halacha quotes Rabbeinu Manoach and some follow it. You'll see some take six mini steps back. And though some say six steps, we'll continue tomorrow night with three steps or six steps. How far back should they be? Giant steps, small steps, which leg do you lead with? What if you're like me, you're a lefty? I mean, you're right-brained, so you're a lefty. So do you also start with your left foot or your right foot? We'll pick up the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night.